Can you talk a little bit about temsirolimus, the mTOR inhibitor?
Sure. So temsirolimus is a Wythe compound. It's a intravenous weekly drug that inhibits mammalian target of rapamycin, or mTOR. mTOR is one of those central cellular protein that's integral to a number of events. Relevant to this discussion, it's probably implicated in transcription of a transcription factor called HIF, which regulates angiogenesis, and it probably does a number of other intracellular pathways as well. There was a trial in poor-risk kidney cancer, really the very poorest prognosis patients, that looked at temsirolimus versus interferon versus the combination, and really for the first time showed an overall survival benefit to temsirolimus monotherapy, which is impressive, number one, because it was overall survival, but secondly, because this group of patients was really poor risk, very poor performance status. Many of them still had their primary tumors in place and other poor prognostic factors such as low hemoglobin, et cetera. So to show a benefit in that subgroup, I think, is clinically impressive. And that agent will likely be FDA approved. The kidney cancer community, the research community, I think, is expecting that agent to be approved. And that'll be, you know, yet another agent to sort of work into our armamentarium and to study further.
How do you see the side effects and tolerability profile of that agent compared to the two TKIs?
Yeah, it has a little bit different side effect profile. Fatigue is probably a common side effect. It also can produce hyperglycemia, hypertriglyceridemia, which we really don't see with the other agents. That tends to be more of a nuisance than anything else. I mean, if you're aware of it, it can be managed. It can also, there have been some rare reports of pulmonary events with that agent that I think needs to be further studied. So I think the tolerability is in the same ballpark. You know, a different profile, but I wouldn't say that they are orders of magnitude apart in terms of tolerability.
How do you see that agent, if it is approved, sort of being integrated into your algorithm?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, strictly speaking, the study was just in poor-risk patients. They expanded the study and ended up including patients that we might call intermediate, but really, certainly patients with multiple adverse risk factors. So the real biologic question is there some reason the drug would only work in that subset, or did that just happen to be the subset they studied? And until more studies are done, we won't really know the answer to that question. I think given the availability of other active agents, it may initially largely be used in that poor-risk patient population. As other data comes out, as combination studies come out, and as use in other populations gets reported, then that may expand.